Rogers, El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
I thought also a very interesting moment was with the Supreme Court.
You know, I was trying to think about who he was tonight.
Andrew, how much did James O'Keefe make as a salary of yours? And if he is convicted and if he
I'm very proud I did it. I hope I can say it the right way.
The problem is that this administration's view of governance is that economic prosperity is created by growing the government dramatically.
Famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The groundbreaking world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And why is that? Because we take you through the looking glass of reality and news and events and media and information. And we give it to you about as straight as anybody is ever going to give it to you. And I'll tell you something, if you'll pardon the expression, and I'll tell you something else. You cannot listen to this show for one or two nights and think you got it, because you don't. All right, coming up on our show tonight, we have a number of interesting guests back with us from the parent-teacher organization at Western Estates is Bobby and Steve Dooley. They'll be with us here in just a moment to talk about Bobby specifically, to talk about Sarah Palin's recent statements and recent reemergence on the political scene, the Super Bowl ads, the relationship between Sarah Palin and female voters, all ahead with Bobby and Steve Dooley. We also have later on tonight, Don Berman will be joining us with us from Channel 19 on the terror trials that now, it appears, will be moved, or at least will be moved upon the recommendation of the White House from New York. That's heavy. And then later on, we have, I believe we may have time for Herb Sewell is going to be joining us on this whole controversy about animated porn. Very weird. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. And as we mentioned, Sarah Palin very much in the news, very evident. As a matter of fact, she's on television this evening talking to Greta Van Susteren. And she has also been appearing in recent days having to do with, you know, a number of topics, the Now issue. As a matter of fact, Now is, quote-unquote, tackling Palin over the Tebow ad. So it's not really Now. It's the Tim Tebow ad having to do with the pro-life message that will be run in the Super Bowl. Tim Tebow's mother opted to have him. Bobby, and thanks for joining us. What do you think of that?
What do I think of
Tim Tebow? If his mother opting to have him when a doctor recommended that she not?
Well, I don't know if that's true.
No. That's well known. That's true. That's Tim Tebow was saying that on television.
Well, who's... I'm not familiar with who Tim Tebow is. Steve, if you know...
He's not a football.
Yeah, he's a football player, and I can tell you that, Bobby, okay?
Well, I do know that there was an ad that shows this young man and his mother, and I don't think it's really important to get into who they are, because the two of them, and again, the ad alleges to show a young man, and there's an older woman there, and I'm going to assume that that's the mother and the son.
I can tell you that that is, in fact, Tim Tebow and his mother.
All right, and they're discussing their decision not to end a difficult, or her decision not to end this difficult pregnancy. I know that Governor Palin, and it seems very unusual to call her governor when she is not a governor. I do know, Phil, that it is considered mannered and protocol to call someone by their last official title. I think in the case of Governor Palin, I don't think it's appropriate, given the fact that she... packed up the furniture in the middle of the night and essentially climbed through a window and ran away from the job.
That's not fair. You know that she gave notice to not only the people of Alaska, she gave notice to the American people what she was going to do, and she said this is why, and she was very, very, I would say very evident, very visual, very much in the news about that.
Well, I find it interesting what you call being very open. I think Sarah Palin has, for a long time, and much to her credit, has weaved this magic spell that has so many people thinking she can do no wrong. I happen to think differently. As one of the members of Angels on Our Shoulder, and I know, Phil, you were going to mention that.
I know that Angels on Our Shoulders, you are the founding member of, and you guys used to be with Code Pink.
That is correct.
Why did you break away from Code Pink?
Well, Medea Benjamin and I had some personality issues. I did not want to be in an organization, quite frankly, that had her in it.
All right. Enough said.
So, in any event, Phil, I'm a suburban mother and I'm a housewife. Let me just cut to the chase. And as a suburban mother, as a housewife, but also as the president of our homeowners association and the president of our PTO, I really feel it's time that someone knocked this woman, Palin, down a peg or two. And we've talked about it. I talked about it in our homeowners association meeting.
That's your husband, Steve?
Yeah. Well, what everyone said was, Bobby, you've been talking a lot about Palin. You feel strongly about her. We can't think of anyone who could knock Palin down a peg or two, anyone better than you. And so that's what I'm proposing. I'm proposing to debate her. I call it a debate, but really it is a public...
Like a spanking?
Well, not a spanking, but it would be a very public chastising of Sarah Palin.
All right, you feel very strongly that Sarah Palin, politically, philosophically, having to do with her pro-life stance, having to do with this, you know, this Super Bowl ad, the way you say she ran out of the state of Alaska, she shouldn't be a governor, you think you're the person to do it?
Well, Phil, you say that, you think you're the person to do it as if you have to pull from some gene pool, from Superman gene pool, the right person to really attack this formidable individual called Sarah Palin. I think she's formidable. But I am here to tell you that I know you don't know a lot about me, but I am the president of our homeowners association. I am very formidable. And I will, in due course, if you could hold on, Phil. My husband's helping me with a little bit of laundry here tonight, Phil.
Okay, I understand that. In any event, our number is 877. I'm so confused.
Well, if you have, I do want to take phone calls, but I don't. If you can make sure that the calls get lined up.
We're going to do that. Hold on for a minute, Ms. Dooley. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. You want to debate Sarah Palin because you find her to be, her stand on pro-life is wrong.
Well, let's take pro-life for an instant. Sarah Palin, first of all, those of us who believe in a woman's right to choose, I have proposed that we don't call it abortion. I have proposed that we don't call it terminating a pregnancy. We call it what it is, and that is restarting the cycle or the return to the cycle. This is a phrase that gives us the high moral ground. The anti-return to cycle group wants to invade and literally burn the crops of the farmers and the people that live in the villages on the high moral ground. But we are going to take the high moral ground and defend those people that live on the high moral ground.
Ms. Dooley, not to rush this along, you want to debate Sarah Palin, and you feel you're just the woman to do this, correct?
Yeah, I think I'm the only woman to do it.
Now, there's no other woman out there.
No, because they've all become stained and polluted politically. I am the real. You know, I'm as real can get. Sarah Palin says she's a soccer mom or a hockey mom. I am a soccer mom. I am a hockey mom. I'm not just standing there saying it because someone's poking me in the ribs, reminding me to say that.
All right, tell me, in your debating of Sarah Palin, as you say, in your knocking Sarah Palin down by a notch or two, what areas are you going to attack?
Well, Phil, I'm glad you asked me that. There are three basic areas that I'm going to go after. Number one, these are three key areas. Number one, why does she think that Republicans respect women enough to make them governors or senators or governors? Republicans are not, and let me underline that, not what I would call the most pro-female party, given their anti-return-to-cycling stance.
Well, you're going to have to say, tell people what return to cycling is. Return to cycling is...
It is what has been traditionally called pro-choice.
So that abortion...
I really wish you would...
We don't need... We specified you not use that word, Mr. Henry.
I have to use the word abortion so people know in relation to what return to cycling is.
We asked specifically you not use it.
We did ask specifically you not use it.
You don't want to use that word, so return to the cycle is what you want to use. All right, and what's your next point?
Well, my first point is that Sarah Palin, I don't think... she really thinks that Republicans respect women enough to make them governors of... And I know she was a governor, but to be a governor... I just don't think she really understands that even though she was a governor, Republicans don't want to make any more women governors. Number two... what is the problem that she has with now in the defense of a woman's right to return to cycling, to terminate a pregnancy? I don't understand. She is pro-life, but she's anti-menstrual cycle.
Oh, man.
Excuse me?
I is that what you mean by cycle?
It's a very scientific term.
Yeah, that's what we mean about it, Mr. Henry. My wife wants children.
All right, hold on. I got to ask your wife, what is the third point?
The third point is that Sarah Palin is very vulnerable on this question. If she thinks she's presidential material, why did she quit being Alaska's governor? I'll tell you why. It was too tough.
Yeah.
You believe that she quit being Alaska's governor because the job was too tough?
Absolutely. And no one has pinned her down on that. That's why she would be a good governor of America or president of America.
All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley have... Bobby Dooley specifically is with us here from the Western States Homeowners Association. She wants to challenge Sarah Palin to a series of debates. She says that she's the woman to knock Palin down a notch. Three areas. Does she really think that the Republicans respect women enough to make them governors and senators? Number two, what's her problem with now and her anti-return to cycling stance, which is essentially her Palin's pro-life? And number three... Palin wouldn't make a good president because being governor of Alaska was too tough for her. 877-876-PHIL, and we'll have more with Bobby Dooley and your phone calls. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
I want to do that again. I don't think I did it good.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're talking about Sarah Palin as we begin our show here tonight. And with us, Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association on how she feels. And I suppose we could call you a progressive or a liberal, Bobby. Is that fair?
I don't like to be characterized or categorized. You can call Sarah Palin if you want a conservative or whatever it is she wants to be. I do know that she has run roughshod here. Over the last year and a half, she's extremely vulnerable on a lot of questions. And let's be clear about something, Phil. This woman, it's not like she's a real news analyst. She's working for Fox. You don't have to be that bright. I don't think she's intelligent enough to be a valid news analyst as if she was working at MSNBC or CNN.
Well, that pretty much tells us all we need to know about you. You think CNN and MSNBC are valid news organizations. Fox is not.
I think everyone knows that Fox is fluff. I think Fox knows it. And there's Palin, where she belongs. So I would just love to sit down for a half an hour with her in front of the TV camera. And, Joe Pesci said very well in Casino, just leave her where I found her.
You've got a very strong opinion of her, don't you?
Oh, I don't like her. I don't think she's bright. I think she is. She has swung her, her hips. She's wiggled her hips across America's television screens and gotten away with cold-blooded murder long enough.
All right. Well, I got to ask you what all of that means. Our number is 877-876-PHIL.
Well, so what that means is she doesn't really answer questions.
I thought she did well in the debate against Biden during the campaign. Very well, as a matter of fact. Let's go to... Now, hold on for a minute, because I don't know where we are here. Let's go over here to Dan. Dan, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley.
All right.
Yes, sir.
I just had a question for her. You know, I hear you talk about Sarah Palin, saying use the word unintelligent and different words like that, but I haven't really heard any intellectual argument from you. I heard you change the slogan from... A word that you don't want used, so I'll respect you on that, to, you know, return to cycling. And, I mean, how can you have a serious debate with her, you know, when you're just making up these slogans like that? And the war in Iraq and the war in Afghanistan, what would your argument be with that? I mean, where's your stance with the war in Iraq and Afghanistan?
I'm here to talk to Governor, and they call her Governor. Even though I don't think she really deserves that title, since...
Well, she was a governor. You can't take that away from her. She was a governor.
Mr. Hendry doesn't like... Well, she crawled through a bedroom window in the middle of the night and ran away from the job.
No. No, she didn't. And I already said, Ms. Dooley, she gave the American people notice. She gave the people of Alaska notice.
Well, she essentially did. I don't think you can... are you giving her points for quitting in the middle of a job? I don't think we ever should do that. And... as it pertains to that, I don't think she deserves the title of governor. But getting back to your essential point, the war in Iraq, it's a very good question. I don't think she understands it any better than anybody else. So if
I'm asking you what your stance is. If you're debating,
well,
and I'm somebody that's in the stands,
well, no,
I'm an American soldier right now, so I want to know what your philosophy is with the war in Iraq and the war in Afghanistan.
What I would do is wait for her to bring it up, and then I'd leave her where I found her.
Well, that's easy enough to say. Wait a minute. That's easy enough to say, but what do you mean you're going to wait for her to bring it up and then you'd leave her where you found her?
I would wait for her to make the tactical error of bringing up the war in Iraq, and then I would whipsaw her.
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am, I'm bringing it up to you right now.
Exactly.
It up to you right now. She's already debated the war in Iraq and the war in Afghanistan. What's your stance, ma'am?
Well, it's not really legitimate because you're not Sarah Palin. I have to know what her, albeit it wouldn't be very sophisticated, but I would want to know what her approach would be.
I don't understand. I don't understand.
She's already debated it when she was a vice presidential candidate.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know about her, she's quote-unquote unintelligent, you should already know what her stance in Iraq and Afghanistan are, because when she was a vice presidential candidate, she made that very clear to the whole country.
Exactly.
So what say you, ma'am?
But I would be talking to her, so I would have to have her bring it up.
So what's wrong with this gentleman bringing it up?
Right now.
This
talk
man,
to America
yeah,
right
this...
now. If you want to be taken seriously, talk to America right now
on
one
this
of the main topics
me.
That's in front of this country.
This is about me, knocking
it is about you, man. You said
it
you
is
said
about
that.
Me.
Right. So what's your stance? If you want to be taken seriously to debate vice presidential candidate,
right.
The number
right.
one topic in this country right now, you know, one of them, I'm not going to see B, but one of them is the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. What is your stance on that? You want to be taken seriously?
Well,
you
I think
have
you're
an
wrong
for that.
About. I think you're wrong about the war in Iraq and Afghanistan being the number one topic. I think what's really
it's
on everyone's
there.
Mind.
I corrected that. I said it's
true. Absolutely.
I agree.
But I think what's really number one is what a phony Sarah Palin is.
That's not number one. What do you mean? What a phony Sarah Palin is? That's not number one.
I'm saying this woman. Well, see. This young man is a soldier, and I give him all due respect. But you've been out of country. Okay, so you're out of country. Are you in country or out of country?
Yeah, you're in country. Country or out of country?
You're in country?
Yes. Yeah. Which country?
Which country?
Right now.
He's in
right
the
state.
He's right now in the States.
So you're not in the theater?
You're not in the theater?
What theater are you in? Are you in theater?
No, I'm in Tennessee right
he's
now.
He's in the United States, okay?
All right, so he's out of theater.
Ms. Dooley, final and comment. This gentleman asks you, what is your stand on the Iraq war?
My stand on the Iraq war is as follows. When Sarah Palin brings it up,
you'll leave her where you found it.
That's not an answer. Yeah, exactly, sir. Thank you for your call. We'll be back. Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL with Bobby Dooley. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Oh, really? World famous.
That's right.
Phil Henry.
Leaving them where they found them.
Well, welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. A reminder that if you are of a mind, you're at home, and you have a backstage pass, you got to have a backstage pass, head over to our website, philhenryshow.com. Just put Ms. Dooley on hold for a minute.
What, a good thing?
You put her on hold for a minute. Put her on hold for a minute.
Hey.
If you're of a mind, go over to www.philhenryshow.com and get a backstage pass. You can watch live streaming video of our show as we perform it every night. Live streaming audio available as well. Plus, the following day, a download of our show. So if you missed the show the night before live, you can download the show at our website, philhenryshow.com. And we've got probably the biggest archive of radio material in the world, I would dare say. Our show archives go back many years. So head on over there, philhenryshow.com. All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley back with us here. Bobby, I want to reset, and we're going to go to some phone calls here. You want to challenge Sarah Palin to a series of debates because you don't think she's all that bright, and you are a woman who is formidable.
Well, Phil, I think I'm very formidable. I'm the president of a homeowners association, which I told you about, and some people may not think that's significant, but we have issues of security. We have issues of race, gender identification, gender equality, orientation. We have homosexuals everywhere in within our community, as well as the transgender. So I think I'm very well suited.
All right, but before I get back to some calls, what are the 3 points?
The what?
The 3 points.
Well, not three. I just think she's vulnerable in three areas. I think that she thinks Republicans want to put women in high positions of governor and, you know, to be the minister of defense, not the minister of defense, but the
secretary.
And it's not going to happen.
Even though we see obvious examples of this.
We see cosmetic, yes. The second thing, if I could continue.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Ms. Dooley, I'm not keeping you from talking.
The second thing is that we need to rid ourselves of very antiquated terms. The term, for instance, pro-life is so meaningless. We believe in the term drop it.
Drop it.
That is correct. Because we believe in the colloquial to reach out and to communicate. The term pro-choice, we don't like that, return to cycle. So you are either pro-choice, return to cycle, or pro-life. You are wanting to drop one, or drop it.
Or to drop one.
Well, it almost sounds crude. What's number three?
I beg your pardon?
It almost sounds crude. What's number three?
Well, we just feel that because she quit being governor of Alaska, the job of president's way too tough. She was scared of being the governor of Alaska. Think about that.
Yeah, think about that, Mr. Trent. She's all scared about it. Ooh, governor of Alaska. What do I do? Do I have fish? You know, do I cut? You know, what I mean?
It's just all about fish and wildlife. And she was scared of that. What is she going to
do? No, Ms. Dooley, it's more than that. And I think you're well aware that the governing of Alaska has much more to do with life and with important issues than just how many fish and how many bear. And I think that, again, you misunderstand.
I think you misunderstand. You don't know what you're dealing with. This woman, Palin, is not the brightest bulb on the tree. And when I get my hands on her, and I say that figuratively, I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy it a lot. To quote a very great actor in the film Silverado. I think it was Jeff, I forget his last name, but he said, Do it, Steve. You do it really well.
I'm going to enjoy this.
I'm going to enjoy this, and I feel that way.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, here on a world-famous Phil Hendry show with Bobby Dooley. We have Alton. Go ahead, Alton. You're on with Bobby Dooley.
Hey, Mrs. Dooley, I've been listening for a while, and somehow I'm... Hello?
Mm-hmm. I'm right here.
It's, somehow I'm a little confused. If you could just enlighten me, where do you stand on Roe versus Wade?
Roe versus Wade, we are return to cycle.
Well, Hita, the gentleman, you have to say what that means. What does that mean, Bobby?
I told you, Mr. Hendry, that I was not going to be buffaloed or bum-rushed into using antiquated terms.
What does it mean? This gentleman doesn't know. I wouldn't know had you not been explaining it.
It means pro-choice.
So you support Roe v. Wade?
Little bit, yes.
Mr. Hendry, that's what Roe v. Wade is.
We're trying to be clear here. I don't want to invent a whole new language when you say drop it and return to cycle.
But we are.
And that's my confusion, is what is return to cycle? I don't understand your
dialect. That means that a woman has decided she wants to
return
to her natural cycle. Return to the natural 30-day cycle.
Are we talking about losing a child or...
you can drop it or return to cycle.
Drop it means, Alton, have the baby, or if you will, pro-life. Return to cycle means go back to the woman's normal 30-day cycle or pro-choice. And it means basically... Yeah, abortion versus pro-life, which doesn't believe in abortion.
Dare you use a term that I told you not to use?
I'm going to be clear with my audience, despite what you want, Ms. Dooley. This man doesn't know what we're talking about. I barely know what you're talking about, and I'm going to explain it to him.
I made this clear with Mr. Rance before I came on the air that the word abortion would not be used. He assured me.
I know Jason, and he would never make that assurance.
I'm hearing from you, ma'am, and I'm also hearing someone in the background rolling in. And
I'm Steve Dooley. I'm the husband. I'm Ms. Dooley. I'm Steve Dooley.
That's my husband, Steve.
Well, again, yeah. I thought I was listening to you trying to support your stance on where you stood politically, but then I have somebody else in the background that's muddling the issue. I was just confused.
I'm backing my wife up. I just want to back my wife up.
Yes. Well, return to cycle.
I'm backing my wife up.
Steve, just shut up. Return to cycle or drop it. Now, Sarah Palin was very vocal in these ads about Tim Tebow and his mother, and I don't know who these people are.
Tim Tebow was a quarterback, a college quarterback, a very high draft pick in the NFL.
What does that mean, a high draft pick?
In the National Football League, he will become a professional player of high regard, of valued talent.
Well, I don't know what that means, and I'll tell you something. I think it is very, very...
Young ma'am, I really appreciate you taking my call. Thank you so much. And if you are successful in debating Miss Palin, I hope your husband is available to be there with you so he can also interject his thoughts. Thank you so much for taking
my
call.
You hope that my husband is there. I agree.
No, I don't think that's what he said. Thanks so much, Alton, for your call. 877-876-PHIL. What he's saying, basically, is without your husband there, the debate might be tougher. Here is Ron on the Phil Hendry Show. Ron, go ahead. You're on with Bobby Dooley.
Hey, thank you, Phil. I appreciate that.
Yes.
Now, I tell you what, I have to give you a lot of kudos because you're giving her airtime. I'm just a country boy living in southern Idaho here, but I've been around a little while, and we talk straight. We talk straight. When it comes to abortion, Miss Dooley, hang on a second. I don't need the all right? If you're going to debate Sarah Palin, you need to stop the stop, all right? Okay. Now, if you want to call
her name is. Can I tell you that her name is Sarah, not Sarah?
I said Sarah.
That's what he said, Sarah.
I'm sorry, I'm on a cell phone.
I'm sorry, it sounded like you said Sarah.
Okay. Well, just indulge me, I'm on a cell phone. All right, listen, Miss Dooley. If you want to call it voluntary miscarriage, or you want to call it a DNC, return the cycle, the A word, it's still abortion. Now, I want to ask you, what's your position on the man's right with regard to this return the cycle? Because it takes two to tango. All right? That child was born by the creation of two people. She didn't have it on her own. So what is the man's right?
The man's right. No, the man has no rights. That's not his body. It's the woman's body. He has no rights at all. And I can tell you this, Ron. Sarah Palin, if she and I were sitting down together, she knows what I mean by the woman is the one who bears the child. The woman's the one who bears the physical as well as health risk. The woman is the one who could die if that child's pregnancy is dangerous to her. The man risks nothing other than some money, possibly being shot by the woman's father. I'm joking.
That's pretty.
Oh, you are? That sounds like a joke to me, Miss Dooley.
Well, I'm joking, but I'm saying.
Yeah, if that's what the man's risking, that sounds like one hell of a risk.
I mean, Phil.
Look, interjecting here, but you look at Lorraine Bobbitt, and look at men have a lot of risks too.
Oh, how often does that happen? Men generally get in their car and they motor off down the highway, and no one ever sees them again. So I would say that she'd know what I'm talking about. Well, you have to get personal.
Well, you get personal.
Okay.
Hold on for a minute. What is that, Mr. Dooley? Oh, hold on, Steve. What are you doing?
I'm going to decent my webcam.
You know what? I would like Mr. Dooley off the line.
Yeah.
What are you trying to apologize?
Get him out of the room. I don't want to hear him in the room.
This is not according to our agreement, Phil.
I don't care what I know Ransley would never. Get him out of here.
I apologize.
Ron, no, you do not have to apologize. Mr. Dooley's been throwing these things in. All right, sir, go ahead. You had a question, then we'll take a break. We got more phone calls coming up.
About Iraq, and I think we have our feelings on. I want to ask you a question about Iraq. I spent 2 years there.
Yes.
Now, I'll tell you my view, and I want to get your response to this. My reason for going to Iraq was because I didn't want our children to have to fight their children years from now. And that's the problem.
What is that?
That's some kind of feedback. I don't know what that is.
I know what that's from. You have a speakerphone open, don't you?
No, I don't think we do.
Turn off the speakerphone. I don't want Mr. Dooley involved in anything.
That's not part of the agreement.
See, I knew he was there. Would you turn the speakerphone off? Go ahead, Ron.
My view was I didn't want our children fighting their children. And seeing what I saw with regard to how they treat their women in the militants, and I'm not talking Muslims. I had a lot of very good, close friends who are moderate Muslims, and they didn't like what they saw. We see what's happening in Baghdad right now where they have these bombers going and blowing up fellow Muslims. It is a civil war within the Muslim society. And we have a vested interest in helping moderate, progressive Muslims to improve their society and to fight the militants. Now, that's my view on it.
I don't really know about that. It sounds interesting.
You don't?
But
why don't you know that?
Really, well, I am waiting for Sarah Palin to, if you will, open her pie hole and watch what happens.
Well, look, if you don't have information, if you don't have the information that Ron's talking about, that other people have talked about, Bobby, how are you going to leave Sarah Palin where you find her when she opens her pie hole?
Bingo.
Because she's not that bright, and you know as well as I do.
Well,
she's going to start out with, over in Iraq, and that's when I'll make my move.
Ma'am, I want you to get on to a website and fill. So, if you don't mind, go onto a website called MEMRI.org. It's the Middle East Media Research Institute.
Can
you look? Miss Dooley, hang on a second. I'll let you speak.
Porn?
I'll let you speak. Let me speak.
Just give me the website because I got to take a break, Ron. Give it to me again.
Yeah, it's memory.org, and they will show you videos
memory.org.
Of Palestinians. Palestinian.
All right, sir. Thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL.
He was going to say about tortured Palestinians and you cut him off. Oh, my God.
Oh, a minute ago, it was porn.
It could be that, too.
877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back with Bobby Dooley, final segment on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. A minute ago, it was porn, and now it's...
It's tortured Palestinians forced into porn.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Coming up next hour, Don Berman from Channel 19 News talking with us about the terror trials. Will they be moved from New York or not? Don Berman, next hour here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. On the line with me, Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association on her appeal to Sarah Palin to debate her, saying that she's a mother, she's a suburban mom, she's a soccer mom, a hockey mom, and Sarah Palin isn't all that bright.
I wanted to ask you a question first.
I want to get to some phone calls here.
I'm sorry, I wanted to ask you the rate. You said that you enjoy going to Northern California wine country. I wanted to know where your favorite, because Steve and I like Napa and we like Sonoma, and we're going to do a wine trip with our homeowners.
Ms. Dooley, that's not what we're talking about here. You know, the we're off topic.
I wanted to know. We want to do Napa and Sonoma, and I wonder what your favorite area was.
I personally like Mendocino.
Mendocino?
Oh, man.
Well, there's nothing but whalers and whores over there.
Yeah, a lot of guys that go whaling.
All right, if you don't like Mendocino, what do you mean whalers and whores?
Well, that's all that I heard.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you don't like my suggestion, fine. I want to get back to some phone calls. Boy, that's a hell of an insult to the people of Mendocino County. Whalers and whores.
That's my understanding.
Well, maybe you ought to get over and take a look at it for yourself. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Leslie in Salem, Massachusetts. Leslie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Very good, ma'am.
Thank you. I am just going out of my mind listening to your show right now. I want to tell you, Mrs. Dooley, that I am a single mother of a 21-year-old, and I'm only 40. I haven't made the status of, you know, the soccer mom, because I actually had to work for a living, and I actually, you know, wasn't available, but I did my best on weekends and whatnot. But don't you think that Miss Palin has a right to call herself a soccer mom, seeing that she has, what, 3 children of her own?
Well, I think that when you are governor and you have people picking your mohair suits out for you and using whisk brooms on your slacks,
okay, how do people become governor? How do people become governor? Do they become elected by the people of their country? Of their
country?
State?
Country.
I'm sorry, of the state?
Alaska.
This woman has been
the lady misspoke,
since
the state.
1992. Okay, this is a very, very long time that this woman has been involved in politics.
Exactly. And I think
she is not just showing up as a vice president, all of us, vice president elect, to run with McCain. Do you think that the average woman without an education can just move up the ranks from a city councilor to a mayor to a governor?
I think that when
she's an elected official by the people of her state. This doesn't happen to
just
regular, ordinary people, but you know what? This happens to be an extraordinary woman who is actually very well educated. She is a mother. She has a relationship with her husband.
I knew it. She talked you into it. I knew that Sarah Palin standing there long enough and saying, look at
how
great I am.
What do you think, she's standing here in my living room telling me what to say?
Basically, yes, because you have her on your
TV.
Okay. And she's saying to you, aren't I great? And finally, you're so sick to death of it, you go, yes, you're great. God almighty.
Okay, can I say another thing, too?
How connected
what do you think pro-choice means? Can I give you my opinion of what pro-choice means? It's that you have a choice to decide for yourself. Okay?
Some people choose
to have abortions. Uh-huh. Some people choose to keep their babies. Some people run into unfortunate situations.
Return to cycle. And others choose drop it.
Can we use pro-choice or pro-life?
That is an individual choice. That happens to be her choice. That happens to be your choice. You cannot ridicule somebody for their opinion.
My God, this girl doesn't stop.
Bobby, you have been interrupting this lady as she's been trying to talk over and over.
My God, I said that Sarah Palin has become so far, you know, you get pretty removed from the populace when you've got someone trimming your nose hair for you. And this is what's wrong with Sarah Palin. I don't know what kind of her own personal grooming she does, but I think it's a little disgusting that she is so far removed from what you or I would do, Leslie. And, you know, I'll be very honest with you.
Do you want me to say my true opinion? I think you're actually jealous that she is more than just a mother. She has become something, and she has made something of herself.
Right,
she's
exactly.
And Leslie, that's a very governor of an entire state that has oil refineries, that has polar bears dying, that has, you know, beautiful wildlife that's trying to be preserved. This isn't just like Boston that's a downtown city. This is a beautiful national state that has way more going on than we could ever even begin to believe in.
Sarah Palin is not taking care of your baby, and she's not paying your rent, and she doesn't even know you exist. Oh, yeah.
When her daughter got pregnant, right, did she just throw her away? She accepted and embraced her daughter's child. So how can you say that she doesn't believe
that woman? There was a brief period where her daughter lived in a tenement.
What do you mean a tenement?
Well, that's what I heard.
She was with her daughter through...
There was a brief period of estrangement where her daughter lived down the road.
No, 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 no. Hey, Leslie, thank you. 877-876-PHIL. Thanks to Bobby and Steve Dooley. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Is that it?
Phil Hendry.